This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
What's going on? Good afternoon. Welcome to a Friday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of Fantasy points.com, the program per usual being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and a massive program forthcoming. Last show of the week before wild card weekend. We'll check in on the injury reports for all the games. We do have the Monday game here in terms of appearing on the injury report. Still have a couple of days of practice for the Steelers and Texans. But we'll also, here in the first segment, we'll take a look at the props that we're already in on. We kind of covered a lot yesterday, all the Saturday games. Today, we'll pop in. We'll revisit those here in this first segment. And then final segment, we've got five or six that I've added. Really spent a lot of time studying these games. Feel really good about the props. I also have three touchdown props. We all know it's going to not go swimmingly well, but I feel like it's going to go relatively well at the very least. I was very judicious with the picks, even though I do have a lot of them. We'll check in with our guy, Nick Bakay, actor, director, Bills Mafia guy. I mean, he is all over the Buffalo Bills. He is all into the gaming activity as well, and he'll pop in here. He was on fire this year when it comes to Buffalo Bills props, and he's got a slew of them to pop out for us, as well as some other props. He seems to be all about quarterback running props, and he's got four picks for those. Then we'll step aside for a segment and come back with former NFL quarterback Jim Miller of Sirius XM NFL Radio. Also does a lot of radio work for the Chicago Bears radio network, so he knows the team inside and out, and we'll run some thoughts up the flagpole. I'll check in with some of the props that I'm already in on, like Luther Burden. By the way, that prop was bet down a little bit, so get in now if you can. I think 36.5. And DeAndre Swift, also get his thoughts on how Caleb Williams is playing right now, how he improved. Always great to get insight from a former player, especially a former quarterback. So we look forward to that. We'll also, again, check in on all my props for the weekend in the final segment. We'll do a whole screen. We'll cover all the data, and we'll talk touchdown props as well. Make sure you're downloading the Prop Points podcast wherever you get your pods, Apple, Spotify, and the like. We do have some really non-football injuries coming down the line. The Dolphins hired a new general manager, so they're already moving in a forward direction there. The Falcons denied the Cowboys' request to interview Jeff Ulbrich for their defensive coordinator vacancy. Okay. And the Cowboys completed their interview with Cowboys tight end coach Lunda Wells. I'm not that familiar with Lunda Wells. I must be honest about that. Not much else going on here other than the injuries coming down the line here and the injury reports for wild card weekend. So let's quickly take a look here. Starting at Rams Panthers, they did rule out Kevin Dotson with an ankle. That is a starting, I think he's their right guard. He's a starting guard. So that's not wonderful news for my Kyren Williams prop, but it's not like they're going to go with a gaping hole there. They do have other people. Jordan Whittington was ruled out. So, hey, more balls for others. Now, keep in mind, they do have a sneaky depth there at receiver. They've got Mumfield.
Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
banged up there in Green Bay. Zach Tom's been on the injury report like the entire season there, the right tackle. For the Bears, they did rule out C.J. Gardner-Johnson, so they're going to be a little thinner there. And in the secondary, again, I'm assuming that they're going to activate Kyler Gordon. I don't think they have as of yet, but they could do at any moment here. I'm sure they will. And DJ Moore and Rome Dunze fully practicing, actually off the injury report. So that's certainly good news. Bills Jaguars, probably not going to get Terrell Bernard, linebacker. He's been hurt for a while. I'm still not sure exactly what's up with Ty Johnson. He's been out of practice. Not that we're in on a Ty Johnson prop. We did win a couple of those. Josh Palmer, out of practice. That's kind of a big one. He's still listed as questionable, but DNP to end the week here. I guess today is still up for grabs, but we're not playing Josh Palmer. We'll maybe get Nick Bakay's thoughts on the Buffalo Bills receiving core. Outside of Shakir, I'm actually kind of thinking Brandon Cooks might be the guy. I mean, he did have a rare 100-yard game for the Bills a couple of weeks ago, and they kind of gave him the veteran treatment in the finale, holding him out. So it could be Brandon Cooks. I can't believe it. I was a big Brandon Cooks guy when he came out. Actually, like, I'm not bragging. I actually liked him more than Mike Evans, which didn't work out. But I was correct to give a lot of love to Brandon Cooks. Damn good player. Jordan Poyer has been banged up pretty much all year. Jaguars, and this is a little scary because I did pick the Jags to win. They got still all three of their corners are a little banged up here. Monterrick Brown, Jerrion Jones, a slot corner, and Greg Newsom. So they're not completely healthy there on the back end. 49ers, Eagles, George Kittle, limited. Obviously, he's going to go. We still don't have Ricky Pearsall, although I guess he was doing some work on the side. So we'll see about today, but it's not looking great for Ricky Pearsall. They do have Kendrick Bourne. I'll say this. If Ricky Pearsall's rolled out, I would look at Kendrick Bourne props because he'll likely see a lot of Adoree Jackson, and that's the matchup you want with Juwan Jennings often on Quinyon Mitchell. Trent Williams, limited. So, okay, looks like we're going to get Trent Williams giving the Niners a chance, basically, because they probably don't have a chance without Trent Williams. For the Eagles, Lane Johnson, limited. I didn't go in on a Barkley prop, spoiler alert, but it's looking pretty good with a good schematic matchup and with Lane Johnson presumably back. Landon Dickerson has been out of practice, but again, playoffs, I would assume he'll go. Jalen Carter, limited, he'll go. N'Kobe Dean, full practice, so he's obviously going to go. Chargers, Patriots, still no Amarin Hampton. That's not good. I would not want to use him in this one, even though New England's been run on down the stretch. Justin Herbert practicing fully. Not that we care that much, but Keandre Lambert-Smith, the rookie wide receiver out of practice, maybe he sits this one out. New England, still Garrett Bradbury out of practice. He's not that great anyway. Kayshon Booty's been limited, which I am in on a booty prop, and I don't like doing it, but it's a very low number. So we'll talk about that at the end of the program. Spillane and Landry, it looks like they're obviously trending toward playing, especially Spillane, who got in a full practice. And then last but not least, we do have the initial look at the Texans and the Steelers. DeNico Autry, he's kind of a rotational guy there, out of practice. They are looking at one of their starting tackles out of practice, Titus Howard. Jahar Jordan, he was out of practice as well. Obviously, the big one is Kamari Lassiter. He, you know, played last time out, I believe, right? Pretty sure. He's been a little bit banged up here, and he's been kind of limited all week, and then he ends up playing, but this is a little bit of a break for Pittsburgh because Lassiter and Derek Stingley. Lassiter did not practice, and Derek Stingley was limited in practice. So that would give them perhaps a chance, but I am not expecting anything at all from Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers offense in this one. Jalen Warren was out of practice on Wednesday. It's not a tragedy, but certainly a little worrisome. Cam Hayward, probably limited because he's old. Sometimes these guys are listed on the injury report and they're just resting. TJ Watt did get in a full practice, so that is good. That would give them a little bit of an edge on defense, but we'll talk about this game in depth on Monday's show. I'm kind of saving it, but spoiler alert, I am not expecting much success for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll see if I'm into taking some unders in that game. We'll talk about that on Monday. We will talk Buffalo Bills playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday. We'll cover that game and more with our guy Nick Bakai, Mr. Buffalo Bills. But first, head into the new year with a smarter betting strategy powered by VSiN Pro. Join VSiN Pro and get instant access to everything you need to make informed bets every day. Sign up now and get daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time DraftKings and Circa betting splits, AI-powered prop tools, and matchup analysis, 24/7 video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus expert picks and prop data throughout the NFL and college football playoffs. Get started today for just $9.99 or save 50% with an annual plan. Start betting smarter today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Coming up here on this Friday edition of Prop Points in 15 minutes, we'll talk with former NFL quarterback and Chicago Bears expert Jim Miller. But next, it's our guy Nick Bakai, Mr. Buffalo Bills, to talk Bills and more here on Prop Points on VSiN. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you'll get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this massive Friday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. As promised, right to the progressive guest line. He's an actor. He is a writer, producer, director, nothing he can't do. Currently executive producer on the show Leanne on Netflix here. Nick Bakai on the X Machine at Nick Bakai for real. Happy New Year, Nick. I was checking out your bio. I see you're doing some directing on the show, Leanne. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John. Yeah, I directed an episode last year. We'll see what we do this year. I've done that a couple of times. It's fun, you know, and it's nice. It's always nice to do something in your adjacent to your lane, right? You know, I know this form, right, and I know what I'm doing, but directing's still exciting because it's the undiscovered country. It's fun.
Of course, you were the main man behind the show Bookie on HBO Max. It had a nice little 2-year run. Very good ratings on IMDb. So, and that is really close to home because you're all about gaming activities as it relates to the National Football League. So let's get into it. You are Mr. Buffalo Bills, 1.5-point favorites. The total's 51.5. I see you're taking the under. So let's start there. Discuss.
You know, I think that this is going to be one of those tighter than normal playoff games. The Bills have been a really strong over team this year. So I just feel like a lot of these playoff, you know, these are good offenses, but I have a feeling McDermott's going to really hug what has been the formula this year, which is a lot of James Cook, a lot of tight ends.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, and I do think that he's, you know, it's sort of typical of his era too, that our defense rounds into form at the end of the year. Our defense is playing very well right now. So I just thought it's a nice contrarian way to fly on this one.
I also, you seem to have some concerns about Christian Benford covering Brian Thomas Jr. That's a great under, by the way. But let's get into your Bills props that you like on fire this year with the Recos. And you can't quit taking quarterback rushing props. Let's start there. You like Josh Allen to use the legs. He's got two of them per sources, 38.5, that number.
Yeah, it's a little high. But, you know, my theory is in the current state of the game from Josh and Lamar, I think all these quarterbacks want to put the Superman cape on in big playoff energy games. And frankly, you know, quarterback rush yards is sort of the secret sauce on third down when things go bad in the league right now. So I like a lot of quarterbacks running more and doing well with it. And I just piled on them. I think that, you know, it's sort of throwing spaghetti against the wall, but I feel like no matter what, I'm going to come out with at least a winning percentage of the guys I like going over their rush totals. I really like the Purdy bet. I think Purdy had, he was at 16. It might have gone up to 18, but I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look, Patty Mahomes, I've always said, you notice when the later in the season we get, the more he runs. And in the playoffs, he's running all over the place. I mean, the higher the stakes, the more inclined you are to, you know, pick up that first down with your legs if you can. Our guy Nick Bakay on the line with us here. On the X Machine at Nick Bakay for real, by the way. Let's go back to your Bills. Dalton Kincaid seems like he's a little healthier than he's been. 38.5, and it's a great schematic matchup here, Nick.
I agree. And he looked, you know, I know it was a strange game against the Jets, but they gave him a fair amount of play, I think, just to get him rolling and feeling it again. Whenever he's in the game, I think his overs are always a strong play, especially on yardage. And I do think that, look, the most reliable things in the Bills' passing game has been the tight ends. Dawson Knox has been fantastic down the stretch. So I like both those guys over on yards. I really do. Everything with wide receivers for the Bills is roulette. Every week there's a guy, you don't know which one, he's going to be the guy. I like Brandon Cooks on that front this week because I think the Jags are good against the slot. I have a feeling Shakir's number is probably right on the number. Cooks, I think they're going to go perimeter, and I know they're going to try him to at least stretch. I think he can handle his yardage over in one play, and I don't hate him at over two receptions either. I think this might be the unveiling week for him.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, when you really look at it from an outsider, you know, observant perspective here, it's like it kind of looks like they gave him a week off. He had a very rare 100-yard game for a Bill wide receiver. Then they gave him like a week off. It kind of feels like they're ramping him up to be, I mean, dare I say, something of a go-to guy there on the outside.
I think so, too. The fact that he did not start against the Jets and, you know, you can tell they've been trying everything with wide receiver. And for a minute, I thought it might be, you know, it might be when they got big play back. But he, you know, anybody who started against the Jets, if you can bet them under, I'd probably do that. You know, but I think it's going to be Shakir and it's definitely going to be Cooks. And I think that I really like Cooks. I smell a little bit of a breakout week.
Yeah, I can see it here. Also, our guy, Ty goes to the runner, Johnson. Ironically, I've been winning receiving props for Ty goes to the runner. And you're in on 13.5. I mean, he is a check down Charlie here. Like, he gets more often than
really
not.
He really is.
What do you see there with Ty?
Yeah, I think it's funny, you know, I mean, it's tempting to look at Cook receiving yards this week, but I think in clutch games, third down, Ty Johnson's the receiving back, and I know Josh Allen trusts him because he's earned it. And again, That's a number one key play you can go over on that yardage total. But I wouldn't be surprised if Johnson's the third down guy this week.
Yeah, for sure. And I see one here that I saw that. So I was like, no, Jackson, he haws anytime touchdown at plus 900. But no, I get it, man. Jackson haws. He gets love in the red zone.
He does. And it's one of the, look, you know, as we were saying before we went on, there are no more Sundays guaranteed for Bills football. So you got to take a couple of shots. And, you know, when I saw he was plus 900 for any time touchdown, I thought, you know what, that's worth a shekel. Come on. You know, because right. I do think that, this offense thrives on the tight end. And Dawes, every once in a while, he's the guy that no one's paying attention to and he slips in for seven. So we'll see.
We've got a full suite of Nick Bakay plays here for Bills Jaguars. He is dialed in Mr. Buffalo Bills. But also, let's get into one or two other of those running props here. Caleb Williams, 22.5. Justin Herbert, 29.5. Drake May, 25.5. Which one of those guys do you have the most confidence in terms of taking off and running?
I think Herbert. You know, he really has nice wheels when he uses them. And again, this is one of those deals where that feels like it's going to be a Donnybrook, that game, I really think. And I just, you know, it's that win or go home mentality. And I think Herbert's a guy who's been leaving it on the field every week when he's capable this year. And I really like that one. But I like them all. I actually like Caleb, too. I think he seems to have that energy this year. I'm going to show you that I'm the guy here. And, Bears, Packers, always, always so competitive. And those are the moments when you look at a quarterback and say, it's third and desperate. He's going to use his legs. I love that all over the league this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, final question for you. I am afraid to admit this to you, but I did take the Jaguars to win the game. Mm-hmm. Now, I will admit, I'm getting more and more nervous the closer we get to kickoff. Do you have an official pick here for your Buffalo Bills, who are 1.5-point favorites?
I think it's the Bills. Obviously, I'm a deep homer, so that has to be taken with a grain of enormous salt. But here's the deal.
Right.
Josh, explosive in the playoffs. That's a fact, and that's been proven repeatedly. Trevor Lawrence is a playoff quarterback, X the unknown. I think that's enough to put some money on it.
True. Yeah, no, I mean, hard to argue. I will admit, you know, I looked at it hardcore early in the week, and I'm like, I'm going Jacksonville, and I've been sleeping on it for 2-3 nights now, and I got to admit, I'm feeling less confident about the pick. Well, I, for your sake, hope the Bills can emerge victorious, sir. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Check out Leanne on Netflix. Nick is one of the executive producers of the program, probably going to be doing some directing. Once again, Nick, always great to have you on. Happy New Year again. Good luck to your Bills, sir.
Thank you, John. Happy New Year.
There he is, our guy, Nick Bakay. We return on the other side this Friday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. And right now, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Don't wait. Spend $129. Get 2 pounds of wings and save 50% off site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. I am. That's omahasteaks.com/VSiN. Minimum purchase required. See site for details. And welcome back to this Friday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. Unfortunately, live television life, things happen. Our guy Jim Miller just lost his power, so I'm being told that's problematic for coming on this segment. So we'll have to take a rain check from Jimmy Miller, and he owes us a segment. Let's just say it that way, especially if the Bears win, as I am predicting them to win. I'm getting a little concerned about some of these early week calls. You feel good about it, though. You're probably, or at least I am, probably better off going with the initial reaction. That's usually the first. The first is usually the correct one. I think maybe that's why we're doing so well in these early best bets that we're doing, because we're not suffering paralysis by overanalysis. We're just going right to the heart of the matter and making the best play that we can. Well, in lieu of Bears conversation with Jim Miller, for those who haven't seen the entirety of the show, we'll just cover all the props that I'm in on. We already discussed these in previous shows, but for those who have not made any plays, none of these lines haven't really changed all that much. In fact, one of them actually went down, and it's a little bit more appealing. So let's just offer up my full suite of propage for Wild Card Weekend. And these are generally ranked. At least these are ranked among the favorites that I like on Saturday. But Kyren Williams probably is my favorite no matter what. Over 64.5 minus 111 on DraftKings. We're still there. It hasn't really moved. I think it was actually bet down 1 yard, but that's negligible, I would say. Here's the data I'm looking at. Oh, it's 65.5. So maybe it's been bet up. But here's the data I'm looking at here for this pick. Carolina gives up the fifth most scheduled adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the running game only the last 5 weeks. Over the last 8 weeks, they've allowed the fifth most rushing yards per game and the eighth highest explosive run percentage allowed. They also had the fifth lowest stuff percentage. So they're struggling. They're also tough to throw on the outside. So it would make a lot of sense for the Rams to commit to running the rock. They also give up the ninth most yards per game on zone concept runs over the last 8 games. And Kyren is 15th out of 66 with at least 25 carries with a 61.5 success rate on those runs. They're also bad against the man and gap runs. And Kyren is a data point we popped out yesterday, does very well against them. His success rate on those man and gap runs is like top seven over the last 2 months. So we're looking pretty good here with Kyren Williams. They are 10.5 point favorites, even though it is on the road, but not that worried about it. I don't think we're going to get bad weather. It's going to be like 60, so I think we're fine. Tet McMillan, this one was bet up 1 yard from when we were in yesterday. Over 50, we were in at over 52.5, but it's up to 53.5. I'm still in on that, by the way. It's fine. The Rams gave up the most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to outside receivers the final 5 weeks of the season, and it was worth plus 7.5 fantasy points to your totals. Add that to your average when you face the Rams over the last 6 weeks. They also gave up the fifth most receiving yards per game to wide receivers. Tet McMillan has a good schematic matchup as well. Averages a strong 2.40 yards per route run against cover three and cover two, which they run 52% of the time. He'll often see Emmanuel Forbes, who's beatable. He has improved, but gives up a pretty generous 0.31 fantasy points per route run. And again, Panthers are 10.5 home underdogs. So second highest total on the board. Again, I will be livid if this does not hit. I know it'll be something of a marked man, but I think Bryce Young's definitely going to throw it over 30-plus times here, and you got to get the ball to Tet. He only had 2 targets in that first game about a month ago, but he turned that into 11-plus fantasy points. He had like a 41-yard touchdown. Next up, Christian Watson. I believe this one was bet up just a little tiny bit, or maybe not. 53.5, doesn't matter. I'm in on it at 53, 52, 54, 55. I'm still in. Chicago gives up the seventh most yards per reception to outside receivers, along with the ninth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to perimeter wideouts the last 5 weeks. Good schematic matchup for Watson. They use cover three and cover two more than half the time, and he averages a very fat 2.61 yards per route run on 84 routes against the coverage. We loved him in this matchup last time. Pretty sure we played it, the over, and he hit. He got four grabs for 89 and a couple of tutties with Jordan Love playing the full game. And he said, by the way, 45-plus receiving yards in 8 of 10 games. That's actually kind of saying something in this day and age. Next up, we'll talk about the two Bears props real quick that I'm in on. DeAndre Swift. This one was bet up. We got in at 55.5. This is the reason why we went in early. For the most part, it usually helps us out. It's been bet up to 58.5. By the way, full disclosure, I still went in on it at fantasypoints.com this morning. Even though I didn't get the early bird on the site like I did on this show yesterday, we lost 3 yards, but I'm still fine with it. Over the last 8 weeks of the season, the Packers gave up the most rushing yards per game, second most carries, and the 13th worst yards per carry average to running backs. We all know Derrick Henry ran all over their butts a couple of weeks ago. They've given up the most rushing yards per game, speaking of Derrick Henry, on zone runs the last 8 weeks, along with the third most attempts. 74% of DeAndre Swift's runs are on zone runs. Fourth most is 5.89 yards per carry on those zone runs. Seventh most out of 66 running backs with at least 25 carries the last 8 games. Swift's 66% success rate on those runs, by the way, also ranks fourth best, while Kyle Manungai's 44% success rate, only 52nd out of 66. So a very good schematic matchup there. I do like this Tyler Higbee prop still. 23.5 receiving yards. Carolina gives up the 8th most receiving yards per game to tight ends. Last week, the fantasy Ottoman, Cade Otton, ripped them, basically. 7 grabs for 94 and a touchdown. Higbee has the highest yards per route run against cover 3, which they run more than anyone else, 41% of the time. I mean, the guy is a veteran, former Super Bowl champion. Matt Stafford absolutely trusts him. Now, here's a Luther Burden one, bouncing around a little bit, talking about these Saturday props. But this one I got in on at 41.5, and I am not too happy to see that you can get this right now, 36.5 minus 118 at BetMGM. I like this a lot. Packers give it the 5th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing slots the last 5 weeks. They run the 2nd highest rate of zone coverage. Burden is really good, 2.92 yards per route run against zone, which is not great for DJ Moore and Rome Odunze. And we were also in on the Rico Dowdle rushing prop. Not a great schematic matchup for him. They're pretty good against those zone concept runs, but we will go in on the receiving prop for Rico over 13.5. I believe that was actually bet up just a little bit, but we're still in on that one there. A little bit of a better schematic matchup for Chuba Hubbard. Not that I'm going to play a Chuba Hubbard prop. And by the way, Chuba Hubbard in the first matchup far outproduced Rico Dowdle. I think he had 80 yards, and Rico Dowdle only averaged 3.2 yards per carry in that matchup against the Rams last month. So I do think we might see a little more Chuba Hubbard running the rock, which would be good for the under that we're in on Dowdle, and would probably also help out the receiving prop, because Dowdle's body work in the passing game, obviously a little bit more extensive than Chuba Hubbard, although they are somewhat interchangeable here down the stretch. Well, when we return, one more segment to go. I did study the touchdown board for about 19 minutes. I stared at it. I did come out with 3 touchdowns I like, as well as the rest of the props that we're in on that we have not covered yet here on this program. So hang for the final segment of this Friday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All righty, the final segment of this Friday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. Unfortunately, our guy Jim Miller lost power right before we're going to pop him on the air to talk a little Chicago Bears, but it will all be good if those bear props that we're in on win, like DeAndre Swift and Luther Burden. But let's move on to some props, some analysis that we have not yet covered, because once I signed off yesterday, I dove into the Sunday games and spent pretty much all day looking at the Sunday games. I don't want to be haphazard about the props. I like putting out a lot, but I want to be judicious, and I feel like I have been. So let's continue looking at props I'm in on for Wild Card Weekend, and let's unveil Mr. Stephon Diggs. A little bit of a hothead, but over 52.5 receiving yards, minus 114 on FanDuel. I actually said this a little while ago when they traded. I'm a Vikings fan. When they traded Diggs, I was like, see ya, take care. And we got Justin Jefferson. So, yes, he is a pain in the butt, but the reason people put up with him is because he's a baller. And I think he'll do some damage in this one. LA gives up the 10th fewest receiving yards and the 11th fewest receptions per game to outside receivers. We understand that. However, with Mac Hollins out, he will line up mostly outside, which is good because the slot corner is tough. LA gives up the 10th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to outside receivers the last 5 weeks. He'll see a lot of Cam Hart, who is the most targeted of their top three corners and who gives up a pretty generous 0.33 fantasy points per route run. And this is the most important point. It's a great schematic matchup. LA runs cover three, cover four, 54% of the time, and Diggs averages a massive 2.96 yards per route run. Maybe not a ton of targets, 0.23 targets per route run, but that's a big number. So I would imagine that he kind of commands the ball in this one. And you know what? Honestly, no Mac Hollins kind of helps because Mac Hollins is annoyingly good. He comes in there. He's not a starter, but he outproduces starters, and we lose props because people are throwing a Mac Hollins. Next up, it's a little weird. This is the first Christian McCaffrey prop I've taken. But I was thinking back to my history with McCaffrey. It's been pretty good on props. I remember, I guess the last time they were in the Super Bowl, I was like, I can't believe how low his catch total prop was. I'm like, let's just do this and take money. And he crushed. So, okay. I'm going to go in on a McCaffrey prop in this one, even though I think it's going to be a struggle bus for the Niners. I'm going to go over rushing because good schematics, 57.5 minus 114 on FanDuel. Yes, Philly does allow the eighth fewest adjusted yards before contact and all that. But again, they have been run on lately, and Philly gives up 4.74 yards per carry on zone runs the last 8 weeks. That's the seventh most in all of football. And they've given up 649 rushing yards on those runs. That's the third most. They also give up only 3.46 on man gap runs. That's the 10th fewest. So they're giving up 4.74 on the zone runs. CMC has a 71% success rate on zone concept runs the last 8 weeks. That's eighth best. And 412 yards, that is the fifth most. Before things get out of control, you know, I think this could be a little bit of a lower scoring, closer to the vest, you know, first couple of quarters. I think we can get to 58 yards. I think they'll be pretty committed to him, by the way. Other than last week, I mean, you look at the numbers. He's hit this, I went back and I looked, I think it's like 8 of the last 10 games, even though he hasn't had a good year running the rock. We're also going to go in on a Kayshon Booty prop. And the main reason is because it's just a low number. But again, no Mac Hollins. And you got to think about Drake May, who does he like throwing it to? I mean, he's got probably Hunter Henry is probably his guy, but I think I might go Booty next in terms of Drake May's favorite guy. 28.5 minus 114 on FanDuel. It's doable. It's a solid schematic matchup. Chargers with the cover three and the cover four, 54% of the time. Booty averages pretty good, 2.16 yards per route run. They also give up the seventh most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers lining up at left wide receiver over the last 5 weeks. That is Booty's spot, and he'll see a lot of Dante Jackson, who was targeted a lot more. So I think we can get this on two catches, maybe even one, 28.5. We also have – now let me get this out of the way real quick because this is Monday night. We were in on this yesterday. Kenny Gainwell under 30.5 rushing yards. Houston gives up the fewest adjusted yards before contact and the fourth fewest rushing yards per game. I do think – and schematically, the matchup was not good. I think Gainwell is going to be a glorified receiver. And Jalen Warren is out of practice, so that did scare me a little bit. But I do like this one. And yes, I am, full disclosure, I am kind of forcing in a couple of unders here. I got to get some unders, though. Our record on unders has been pretty good. So I look as long as it takes to find the best ones, at least in my opinion. Speaking of unders, here's another one, Juwan Jennings. I'm very worried about it. Basically, he'll see a lot of Quinyon Mitchell. The Eagles give up the second fewest schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers lining up at a left wide receiver. That is Juwan Jennings' spot. It is worth negative 4.9 fantasy points, which could be 49 yards. Take away 49 yards. Quinyon Mitchell, he gives up a very stingy 0.18 fantasy points per route run. And to top it off, it's not a good schematic matchup here for Juwan Jennings, who averages a poor 1.48 yards per route run and 0.19, which is kind of low, targets per route run against cover three and cover six, which they use about half the time. One more to get to, and then I do have three touchdown props that I will go in on. I am, in fact, going to go in on A.J. Brown. I know the grinder, Tom Brawley, was in on this as well, but I like it. I mean, he has been the guy down the stretch for sure, energizing the passing attack. 65.5, I mean, it's a lower number for pretty obvious reasons. Eagles have been a little bit of a struggle bus, but 65.5. is still pretty good. And it's a good schematic matchup. The 49ers deploy cover three, cover four, 59% of the time. Brown is at a strong 2.31 yards per route run and a strong 0.28 targets per route run. He'll see a lot of Renardo Green at corner. That is not a scary proposition. San Fran gives up the 10th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers lining up at left wide receiver, and that is Brown's spot. Also, the lack of a pass rush for the 49ers should absolutely open things up downfield for Brown and probably Skinny Batman as well. 2 weeks ago, the Niners had absolutely no answer for Alec Pierce. He made several downfield plays there. I didn't expect it with Phil Rivers. I thought that would be a Tyler Warren game, but no. Alec Pierce is like, no, I'm open. Throw me the ball. And they did. Four grabs, 82, couple of touchdowns. We're going to pop out three touchdown props as well. Spoiler alert, there are three players I have already basically covered. First, a reminder, stay tuned to VSiN after prop points. Money moves with Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern. Mike Palm checks in from Circa Sports. Will Hill shares his sharpest sides. And Zach Cohen breaks down the NFL and NBA betting opportunities. Follow the money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. And Circa Friday Football Invitational at 7 p.m. right here on VSiN. My three touchdown props. We just talked A.J. Brown, and he is Mr. Touchdown. I don't necessarily like Goddard in the game. So an A.J. Brown touchdown at plus 150. Christian Watson, as we outlined, my man commands the ball. Just throw him the ball and good things happen. And he is 6'5". Dude is massive. Great red zone threat. And then how about Tyler Higbee? The Panthers tough on the outside. I know it's tough to pick between three tight ends, but Terrence Ferguson's banged up. Tyler Higbee, the veteran Super Bowl champion with Matt Stafford. He'll be looking for him in the end zone. That's what I got for Wild Card Weekend. Enjoy the games. Good luck with all the plays. We'll catch you Monday for another edition of Prop Points on VSiN.